You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora is here from T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Mike, thanks so much for being with us this beautiful afternoon. There's rainfall coming really soon. I suppose it's the track that's difficult to understand.
There's a lot of uncertainty coming up in the weather world. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different things that we could see happening. And each of these different things that might happen would affect corn and soybeans in different ways. So let's start with what we do know. We do know there will be some thunderstorms around today, even right now. And over the next several days, we'll see some scattered thunderstorms moving through. And these will primarily, at least today and tomorrow, be due to a cool front that's moving through. So in the near term, just a few thunderstorms around the Corn Belt. Nothing too big, but there will be some rain here and there, with temperatures generally staying very pleasant through tomorrow.
And then as you get into the weekend forecast and the 4th of July?
Well, this is where it turns into a mess. I mean, there's no real way to describe it, but what's going to happen is a very unusual situation where we'll see a weak wave of energy out in the Rocky Mountains begin to move to the east. Now, that in itself is not all that unusual, but the part that is a little bit unusual is that we're also going to have a hot air mass to the immediate south of this wave. That'll start turning the far southern U.S. fairly hot, beginning as early as tomorrow, but really more so on Saturday, Sunday, and then into Independence Day. Now, as this wave begins to move eastward, there's a lot of signals that suggest that it will interact with that air mass just correctly to actually allow it to develop into a storm system. Normally, this time of the year, you don't see storm systems. There's not enough contrast in the air from north to south to allow surface low pressure to develop, at least in the type of air mass that we've been in lately, and certainly the one that will exist this weekend. But all of that being said, it sure looks like that is what's going to happen. And if that does happen, like we think, then we're going to see a major rain event somewhere in the Central Plains and the Corn Belt coming up this weekend. The way it looks right now, we'll start to see heavy thunderstorm clusters, possibly as early as today and tonight, but really more so on Friday night and Saturday out in Kansas and Nebraska. Eventually, that system will start to move further to the east, and that should set up a swath of heavy rainfall from parts of Kansas into Missouri, possibly into southern Iowa. And then the real big question is, what's going to happen in Illinois? It looks like we're going to see a swath of heavy rain affect at least parts of the state, more than likely right along the central part of the state. But keep in mind, the big rain chances for Illinois don't begin until Sunday. And so there is going to be a little bit of uncertainty here until we get a little bit closer to the event. But nonetheless, we could be looking at widespread rainfall of 1 to 3 inches from somewhere in Kansas, Nebraska, eastward through Missouri into parts of Iowa, then extending through Illinois, Indiana, and maybe even Ohio. If all this works out, that would be great news for a lot of these dry areas. Now, not everybody in the Corn Belt is going to benefit from this, but there certainly is a risk for a major rain event, and that is what we're watching here. And luckily, we have one more day to figure it out before the weekend hits.
Anything that you can tell us about further out than that?
Well, when the system goes by, temperatures do turn a lot warmer because this is essentially a warm front lifting through the Corn Belt. That's primarily what's responsible for the rain that we're going to be seeing. So it is going to turn a lot warmer and even hot as we get into next week. Now, the big question is, and again, another uncertain feature regards what's happening up in British Columbia and into the Pacific Northwest of the U.S. The way it looks right now, we'll continue to see some storm systems move across Canada and then dive southeastward through the Great Lakes. If that happens, as we believe, then that will more or less keep heat suppressed to the southern U.S., maybe from Nebraska through Arkansas and points to the south once we get into the end of next week, while causing scattered thunderstorms to affect the Corn Belt. Now, keep in mind, any changes in those storm systems in the Pacific Northwest or British Columbia will directly affect Corn Belt weather and whether or not we turn hot, have some coolness, see some rains, don't see rain. And we just don't know. You can look at all these computer models and they all tell you that, yeah, there are going to be storm systems somewhere in the Pacific Northwest and in British Columbia. But they also tell you that we don't have a lot of confidence in what they're going to do once they get there. But for corn and soybean farmers and for the Midwest, that's the key to everything. And so when we don't know what that is going to do, we don't really know what's going to happen. And even after talking about all this, I've only taken you out to about July 10th. So beyond July 10th, I mean, flip a coin. It's really a tricky forecast. We know the history supports heat. We know the history does support dryness. But whether or not that happens is another question.
Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day.
Mike Tenura is with T-Storm Weather. He's in Chicago, Illinois. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Find us online at WILLAG.org. I'm Todd Gleason.